Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On the show today, the widow Christy Lee plus Donnie Baker, coffee today in history, and the Hobart Man.
I was driving down US 41, some idiot crossed the line. I had to swerve to miss him, knock down a deer crossing sign. Took out some woman's mailbox, wound up hitting a pothole. And the last thing I remember, I was chewing on a telephone pole, but I had on clean underwear. Clean underwear. My mama would have been proud of me, cause I had on a pair. I had on clean underwear when they took me to intensive care. Yeah, the doctor and nurse said, look at there, he's got clean underwear. I was in there for about a month. I got off the critical list. Scared me up a date with a physical therapist. Took her out for dinner and drinks and got her back to my bed. She said she liked the lights on, and boy, I was glad. I had on clean underwear. Clean underwear. My mama would have been proud of me, cause I had on a pair. I had on clean underwear when they took me to intensive care. Yeah, the good-looking nurse said, damn, look at there, he's got clean underwear. Clean. Big ending. Clean. Clean Hanes. DVDs and Fruit of the Loom. I got to work on my blues ending.
Bravo, bravo.
Yeah, we know it's a repeat, but things are always better the second time around. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
It's Miss Christy Lee.
Hi, everybody.
And do you prefer Miss or Ms?
I don't care. I never really
about
thought
Missy?
About it.
You like Missy?
Missy?
Hey, Missy.
My six-year-old keeps calling me ma'am.
How about bra?
Wait a minute.
Wait a minute. Hold it. Ma'am?
She goes, yes, ma'am.
I go, no. I love this.
Daddy is a sir, sweetie.
What does she know
whatever
that we
say,
don't?
Whatever you say, ma'am.
No, it's just very weird. No,
did you ever notice?
Do you like Ms.? Ms. Christy Lee?
I don't.
MS
Perry? I really don't think about it.
MS Doc?
I don't give myself a...
Do you ever notice sentences that start with look, and especially look lady,
never end,
end
well?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, boy, look lady.
Look lady.
Good day, sir. Yeah. Sometimes the way you say it makes a big difference.
I guess if I were to choose, I would put Ms. just because I've been married before. I think a Miss implies you've never been married in my mind.
They don't have the equivalent for a man, do they? Was it, would no, it Chick McGee Esquire? Did that mean?
Even though this doesn't apply to you. Can we refer to you as the widow, Christy Lee?
Would it make myself Lee? More marketable?
The widow Lee.
Well, the widow. I saw the widow Lee at dinner the other night. She seemed
to
be.
Do you think I would get more dates as a widow rather
you think
than
done
as
a focus group on? I know.
Spinster.
On, what?
Spinster sounds like
spinster.
Cobwebs.
Yeah.
In the
that's
rough. You don't want that one.
Is widow more attractive or married three times? That can't be.
That does. It's not a good selling point. No.
You don't want like widow slash suspect.
Yes.
I do see a high collar when I hear widow.
But Chick, you are ear with me on this. Yeah. But you had good reasons, right? So it's like.
Man, at the time, it seemed like.
I always start with, I know it looks bad on paper, but.
I got you.
Yeah.
There's not a day that goes by.
What I was trying to say was at the Navy Federal Credit Union desk, it's.
Widow Lee.
The Widow Lee. Sorry, by the way, my condolences.
None of my ex-husbands are dead.
Yet.
Well, everybody's going to die someday.
Well, isn't that the truth?
Sorry.
We're all doing very well.
I have the, I have this, name this song.
I know what that is.
What is it?
It's like something like 21st century micro man or something.
What?
No. Pictures of
you,
Matt.
Oh, Matchstick Man.
Matchstick Man. Yeah. By
Status Quo.
That's right, Ace.
I love the fact that it's not only irritating, it's also out of tune.
Oh, this is like that time.
I like it.
How many songs sound like this? Yeah.
Oh, what?
Yeah, that's
I think it's cool. Yeah,
we played the beginning.
It's out of tune.
I played that because. Yeah, a little bit.
Those are all notes.
No, wait, hang on a second.
It's close to a note. That should be like a car alarm.
Right there.
No, Tom, you're listening to it wrong.
That's out of tune.
You don't listen to the notes they're playing. You listen to what they're not playing.
No, what they're not playing is a good song. We have a lot to get to.
Will you ever forget the morning Bruce Hornsby was playing the piano and he told us all, I know you think these are the wrong notes, but I assure you, they're correct.
I'm sure they were.
Bruce Hornsby.
The guy's brilliant.
Yeah, he is pretty brilliant.
He just finished woodshedding for a year after already being incredibly successful. I think I'll try to get better. Good for him.
Do you want to hear the top 10 highest paid players of the Super Bowl coming up?
Couldn't care less.
This always seems so private. I don't know. I don't care for this when they do this.
Now, we have coming up Kostaki Economopoulos.
Take that as a
Economopoulos is what I meant to say. He'll be.
Let me get that. Hello, Bob and Tom Show.
Hi, Mom and Tom. It's Donnie Baker.
Hi, hey, Donnie. How are
you? Hey, was that guitar like Jimi Hendrix she's playing?
No, the Status Quo.
Sound like Hendrix. Did you see on the internet today they projected if he's alive? They do this thing where they take rock stars who's dead and what they look like if he's alive today.
Right.
Oh.
And for Hendrix, I swear to God, he morphed perfect. He looked just like Grady from Sanford. How lucky is that?
I bet he did.
You know? And I heard Christy bragging about that dick put 62 matches out with his tongue.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Are you impressed by that, Christy?
Mm.
Well, do you know Toby Runyon's?
No.
Todd's brother?
No.
Their dad invented cinnamon toothpicks? Swear to God.
Are you sure?
I swear to God, Chick made a fortune off that.
I bet he did, yeah.
And see, Toby, he always used to get the best fireworks because he worked at a fireworks farm. Mm-hmm. And he's on break. He started YouTubing videos of him doing tricks with bottle rockets. So when you mentioned them matches, it reminded me because Toby got famous with one video called Dock It and Rocket. You guys know what docking is?
The metal band, the heavy metal band. They're incredible. I love docking.
Talking about the verb. Yeah. Docking is basically where one dude takes his foreskin and uses it like a poncho to provide cover for others.
That's a docking. Yeah, like they dock a space shuttle.
Kind of like a Chinese finger trap.
Just like the
sounds fake.
Yeah.
Well, it sort of looks like they're connected or like they're both wearing hoodies and bump into each other.
Okay, gotcha. What does this have to do with anything?
Well, anyways, my cousin Lonnie, Tom, if you let me finish, Dick.
Get him, Donnie.
He used to dock on occasion, too, and they'd plant live bottle rockets on the backside of their butt cracks to allow the combustion to thrust after launch to prime the part separator.
Boy. Are you drunk?
No, I ain't. I'm trying to explain science to you. Well, the first few dry runs went pretty good till Lonnie forgot to tell Toby about his new Pearson.
Oh.
And sure enough, it ripped Toby's pork sword right down the middle.
Oh, no.
I swear to God, it looked like an autopsy scar. So YouTube took it down, and Toby got moved to part-time at the fireworks farm.
Uh-huh.
You guys ever try them cinnamon toothpicks?
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Sure.
They'll set your lips on fire. His dad even sent a box to Dusty Baker, and Dusty got hooked on them. Every picture you see of him when he's with the Cubs, he had a toothpick in his mouth.
Yeah.
I guarantee he's one of them. Cinnamon must be addicting. Who knew somebody would make so much money off a stupid mineral? Put that on Shark Tank.
Okay. Good to know. Thanks, Donnie. That was helpful.
Yeah.
In the bizarro world.
I have a cinnamon trick if you want to hear it.
What's your cinnamon trick?
Oh, wait a minute.
Do you like cinnamon coffee at all?
Never had it.
Never mind then.
Oh, jeez.
When you're brewing your coffee.
You put cinnamon in your coffee?
No, when you're brewing the coffee, you sprinkle cinnamon on the coffee before it brews, and then it makes cinnamon coffee.
I love the mornings when we're not here to converse. We're really here to pounce on each other. I like that.
Speaking of coffee.
Yeah.
How about some coffee that's out of this world? A company called the Space Shuttle. Space Roasters wants to use the re-entry heat from space capsules.
The Great Space Roasters.
Right after O's. Very special banana splits.
A company called Space Roasters wants to use the re-entry heat from space capsules to roast coffee beans.
Dumb.
Space Roasters claims it has patented...
Is this like Kenny Rogers Roasters?
A space roasting capsule that allows the heat from re-entry to distribute evenly around four cylinders of coffee.
This is patented?
A capsule equipped with parachutes can be collected upon landing.
All right.
Really?
This is ridiculous.
This is like one of Tom's favorite things where you can cook on your manifold as you're driving.
Least favorite things.
Space Roasters said it will offer a pre-sale for their coffee. But as yet to price their roasted beans, Rocket Lab's Electron Booster and Blue Origin's New Shepard are among the launch vehicles the company is considering using.
I see.
The coffee will cost, what would you pay for a cup of Space Roasters?
$38 a pound.
Between $200 and $500 a cup, chick.
All right. What?
That's what they're saying.
How pretentious can you be that...
I would like to go up in and see the... You know, the joyride they're going to be doing with, you can see the curvature there. Something like that.
I think there's some really nice pictures of that.
Yeah, I'd probably
look at those pictures without risking your life. Well, that's ridiculous.
Yeah.
And I wouldn't pay anything for it. This is like that coffee that, remember the coffee we had that is passed through the intestines of the civet or something?
Yes.
The kitty cat.
They
the
pick
cat-like
it out,
creature.
They pick it out
they
of the
eat
poop.
It and,
really?
Yeah.
Just enjoy a cup of coffee. Calm down, okay?
Yeah.
$300.
I like it with my cinnamon on it.
We heard the
cinnamon trick. Didn't
glad
we?
You enjoy that.
Yeah. Houston, we have your coffee. Houston.
Houston, we have a problem.
So I have a question, technically.
Got a question
okay,
here.
Here's, because I'm a rocket geek. Where exactly would this capsule be that they're using the heat? Do they have it attached to the bottom of the rocket? Do they have it?
Whatever, some kind of rocket that's coming back in and...
Yeah, but you'd have to have the capsule attached to the outside of the rocket.
No, it'd be right inside getting the heat.
From the heat shield.
From the heat shield, but it's ridiculous and stupid. If anyone's dumb enough to pay for this.
But it has a parachute on it, so it has to escape from the rocket.
I assume that they get it out of the rocket once it lands, right?
No.
It sounds like it falls from the rocket.
Canister equipped with parachutes that can be collected upon landing.
They must have a tracer.
The capsule has to be on the outside of the rocket.
So they got someone
point.
Driving around in a boat. There's one.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, odds are it'll go in a body of water, right?
Yeah. Well, who knows where it would land? I mean, if you're... Jettison off of a... Never mind, this is too complicated for...
Maybe just have a regular cup of coffee and give the money to some food bank.
Yeah,
do someone a favor.
Uh-huh.
Oh, look, homeless people starving over there. I think I'll have a $400 cup of coffee. Oh, really? Yeah. Enjoy hell. Good luck passing through that needle. you're gonna love hell. The coffee's really hot.
Okay, yeah, very, yeah, always hot.
I'm sorry. Right. Back to you, Christy.
And the coffee breaks are amazing in hell. You know the old joke. Back on your heads.
Oh, yeah. Well, this doesn't look so bad. All right, back on your head.
That's a classic. Once again, Christy Lee at the Navy Federal Credit Union News Desk.
On this day. January 29th, we have birthdays being celebrated.
Oh, yeah. Give it to me, baby. Give it to me.
Born on this date in 1843, President William McKinley.
No kidding. Billy Boy. Billy Mac.
Interesting.
Billy Mac.
The least sexy of the assassinated presidents, wouldn't you say? Dean, are you with me on this?
I didn't realize that was a category.
Sexiest assassinated president.
Well, obviously JFK.
Kennedy.
Of course.
It ends there.
Lincoln.
Oh,
I bet
sexy.
Lincoln had his fans, yeah. Lady fans.
You've heard of the Lincoln
because
log?
Of power.
Oh, yeah.
He'd be
Power's an aphrodisiac, but Lincoln did not
tall
have
a man.
Looks.
He probably had a
McKinley.
You know, James Abram Garfield, known for having a cat named after him.
But he had quite the dangler.
I have an interesting William McKinley fact.
What?
Okay, just calm down. I'll bet Dean, I want you to. Can you see Dean? I want a thumbs up or down. I'm pretty sure I'm right about this.
About Billy Mack?
William McKinley was the first president to ride in an automobile. Is that correct? I think that's correct.
Huh.
First president to fly in an airplane.
Ronald Reagan.
Really? That's what you're going to guess?
Teddy R.
First first person Woodrow to Wilson. Let's see. I am terrible at history. I have no idea.
You know, for a while there, Reagan, every airline flight was the first for him. He.
Oh, that's cruel and awful.
Oh, my goodness.
Thanks. Are you going to go with that?
Ladies and gentlemen.
Wow.
Oh, my goodness.
Can we get back? Whose birthday was it?
We'll be right back with the Bob and Tom Show.
I finally get to fly in a plane.
But first, hail to the Redskins.
1843, President William McKinley, born on this date, January 29th.
First one to drive in a car.
Also born on this.
I think he was the first to ride in a car.
William McKinley?
I think so.
Didn't he get stuck in the tub?
Yeah.
I just got a thumbs up from Dean.
Franklin Roosevelt, first president to fly.
Yeah,
to fly
in an airplane. Huh. I believe that's correct, yes, as well. So, kind of interesting.
Boy, that had to be a nervous meeting, right?
What?
All right, we're going to put him up in a plane.
Oh, no kidding.
Okay. 1943.
There's a pilot that...
Did they have Secret Service back then that said, that's not a good idea?
They had to ride on the wing.
Here's an impossible question.
Imagine they had a ramp.
Here's an impossible question. This is interesting.
You hear what he said?
When William McKinley was assassinated, it was his... Wow.
Billy Mack?
We would have had President Garrett Hobart.
Hey!
If his first vice president.
I'm not going to sit here and put up with any naysaying about Hobart.
What? Now, what are you talking
Josh
about?
Josh is a Hobart man.
An American hero.
Josh's dad was a Hobart man. His grandfather was a Hobart man.
Instead of Teddy Roosevelt as president.
Why would we have had him?
Because that was the vice president before Teddy Roosevelt.
He would take over.
Okay, I'm sorry. So he
got assassinated second term. Yeah, I didn't know that.
And then didn't he take...
I think I got this right. Okay.
Well...
Who else's birthday is today?
Born on this date in 1945, Tom Selleck.
Oh!
He's 74, bless his heart.
His mustache was born in 1941.
Oh, that's weird. Yeah.
Been growing it that long, huh?
Yeah.
Did you know about President McKinley? Did you know this is the very obscure fact?
All right.
Here we go.
9 months prior to his birth, his mom launched her expedition to Mount McKinley.
Oh, that is a... That's,
oh,
Mount,
God.
Mr. McKinley.
Mount McKinley there. It's a...
Well,
where's that monkey?
Born on this date in 1954, Oprah Winfrey.
Bedtime for Bonzo.
You've got a birthday. You've got a birthday. And you get a birthday.
Oprah's 65.
You get a birthday.
Oprah's 65 today.
Never
she gets to
orgasm.
Sign up for Medicare today.
You don't think Roger Ebert ever gave her one?
Oh, they really? Yeah,
they dated for a while.
They dated for a while.
You don't think he gave her two thumbs up?
That's almost too funny to laugh at.
Or cruel.
What?
Born on this date in 19...
She's using all her money. You see what she's doing? She's making an Iron Man suit.
Yeah, I don't doubt it.
She's got enough money. That's money.
That's a lot of money.
Okay. Hey, she gave us Rachel Ray. That's all that matters to me.
Okay.
Born forever. On the state in 1970, Boogie Nights' Heather Graham.
Roller Girl.
Yep.
Oh, yeah.
She's always thrown me. One of her eyes drifts off and always throws me.
There's nothing wrong with that.
Well, I don't think there's anything wrong with it. Just
Roller Girl, very nice.
Know where to look.
Yeah.
In Boogie Nights, certainly.
I got a brand new pair of roller skates.
You got a brand new key.
Okay. Anything else, Christy?
Also on this date in history in 1595.
Oh, going way back.
Yep. Shakespeare's Romeo and Juliet, believed to have been performed for
the first
time.
I haven't read it. Spoiler. No, watch the spoilers. I haven't read it.
No kidding.
Or let's see.
That's the perfect story, by the way, for confused teenagers to be thumbing through. That won't.
Isn't there like a list of words?
Thankfully, there aren't any apothecaries that they can rush off to.
Isn't there a list of words that Shakespeare came up with? Right?
Oh, a ton.
Most of them.
Uh-huh.
Like most. Yeah,
most of them.
Butt play.
Yep. Right. He did come up with that. Yeah. Yep.
Wait a minute.
What?
I can't believe.
Taint. Baby batter.
Uh-huh. Sure.
That came out. That was in that was in Taming of the Shrew, I believe.
Hammers.
We'll be back with more things that happened.
Yabos.
On this date in history. Sorry.
The top three words that Shakespeare came up with. Coming back.
I know the first one. I know number one.
Okay.
Line.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
The United States Soccer Federation presents the U.S. Soccer Podcast.
The place where I, Megan Klingenberg, a World Cup expert, teaches you everything that you need to know for this summer's World Cup.
How special is it that we've been able to follow this young group of guys?
It's been such a roller coaster of emotions.
I think you can feel the intensity.
Quite a bit of time, energy, effort, everything along the way on these guys making the country proud. And I think they will this summer.
The U.S. Soccer Podcast, presented by Henkel. Follow and listen on your favorite platform.